Splicecast. Ever since I got my parabolic microphone, I've been recording birds in Singapore. First on the tourist strip of Orchard Road, and then at Bird Paradise, Asia's largest bird park. With the reach of this mic, I can zero in on any bird and pull out a crisp recording, from murderous crows to gabbling flamingos. For most folks, that would probably be enough. As I'm in Singapore, though, it would be an absolute outrage if I didn't get myself over to a hidden gem of bird singing in the middle of the island. Ladies and gentlemen, presenting the Sonic Symphony of the Gebunbaru Bird Singing Club. Unlike Bird Paradise, the Gebunbaru Bird Singing Club isn't a huge diaspora of bird species gathered from around the world. These are resident songbirds, highly regarded for their songs. It's 9:30 a.m. on a public holiday, and here at Ang Mo Kio Town Garden West, there are already hundreds of bird cages on display. It was started in the 70s when enthusiasts would gather from across the island to let their birds socialize and sing. The owners who bring their birds here look like a cast of characters straight out of a Hitchcock film. From the wise old-timers who've been coming here since birdsong was just a twinkle in a finch's eye, to the wide-eyed newcomers keen to make their mark in the bird-singing music scene. It's often labelled as an older person's hobby, and scanning the crowd this morning, there were only a handful of owners under 50. Unsurprisingly, a lot of the owners here are actually retirees, and bringing the birds out for a sing is a daily ritual. It's not just the birds who socialize, though, it's these owners too, and many of them have so many birds, they only bring a few cages each time. There's capacity for 1,000 cages, and shelter stalls with rods that hang cages from a height of about 3 meters. The birds are all in tall cages, so an owner can hook up or take down a cage without needing a stool or a ladder. The birds here include the red-whiskered bulbul, the murbok, magpie robin, blue-white flycatcher, the white-rumped shama, and the Chinese thrush. Owners will hang similar species together because, you know, birds of a feather flock together. Since permission was granted in 1987, there have been permanent 10-meter-tall metal poles for zebra doves because these doves feel more at home at tree height. So what kind of money are we talking about here? A pet store specializing in birds will sell you a zebra dove for less than $100, but the ones on display here, in their hand-built cages, tend to be the best of show, with gorgeous singing voices. Once a bird has proven its pedigree in the song department, they can trade for four-figure sums. I've heard whispers of a legendary zebra dove that sold for close to $100,000, but it could just be an urban myth. Across the car park behind us is a hawker center, and at curbside is a small space for hanging birds, so owners can enjoy a nibble and a drink while listening, and catching up with their friends. There's a wholesome camaraderie that permeates this club. It's not just about the music. It's about coming together with fellow bird lovers, swapping stories, and sharing in the joy of nature's symphony. You've been hearing bird singing. Here is the Gebunbaru Bird Singing Club, postcode 560159. Check out this episode's show notes for more information or visit our website, hearhear.show. Catch you on the next app.